Madam Chairman, would I be in order for a brief point?
You're in order, Senator Dodtsler.
I hate to continue this discussion this morning. We seem to be going back and forth on dealing with the ORSCOM deal, but Director Durham came before our Economic Development Appropriations Committee way before she came before the Senate Ways and Means Committee. And I'm a member of both. And while I was in the Ways and Means Committee, I want to remind the members that one of the first statements that came out of Senator Bochum's mouth was that he wanted to make it perfectly clear that we don't disagree with this project, that we believe that a county that has nearly 9% unemployment deserved to have economic development occur, and that it was a great place to have this fertilizer plant. He said that before anything. That's what Senator Bochum said. Now, it seems to be lost in the governor's comments about Senator Bochum, and I think Senator Bochum's correct when he states, I don't think the governor gets what we're trying to say. And I don't think my colleagues on the other side of the aisle evidently get what we're trying to say. And yes, when you give tax credits on paying property taxes, and those companies are created, and they develop an increased value on that property, they're really creating some wealth there. And as part of economic development procedure, we traditionally try to say, yeah, that's a good idea. We are going to give you a return for your investments in our community, and we're going to forgive you some of those taxes. But the real issue is, could we done our citizens, those low-income people, those same people that Senator Veenstra was talking about, that he's concerned about, and I know he is concerned about low-income people, that we could have done a better deal for them, that their property taxes that were created through the ORSCOM could have came back to their community to help pay for more of the infrastructure that's being developed. Because anytime you run water and sewer and you develop roads and you do all those things and you bring new people to the community, which is good, or people without a job, you know, that helps pay for the schools. It helps pay for a lot of things in their communities. That's important that we get the best deal we could get. Now, I asked the same question of Director Durham that Senator Bochum asked. I said, how come $300 million worth of bonds didn't give you a superior advantage over the Illinois' proposal? And she went on to talk about, well, bonds are really a loan. They're not a direct gift. And I also went on to conclude that, well, we're hearing from fellow legislators on the other side of the river that they really never were going forward with their legislative proposal that these CEOs said they were going to get, that legislation never would go through the legislature. In fact, it only made one chamber at the end of the year, and that was it. So they could have never got those kind of incentives. And so I asked her directly. I said, didn't you follow through with this? And where did you get your information? And they told us that the authority was informed by the CEOs of that company. And I asked them, well, didn't you check? And her response was, well, you don't really question major CEOs who are you're trying to land to your state to really question what they are saying. And in my conversation with her, I said, I play a lot of Texan Hold'em. And when you're negotiating back and forth with cards trying to win the pot, you kind of say you got more in your hand than you do. And that's exactly what they did to the state of Iowa, and I believe the governor got fooled, because he really believed that they had a better deal coming than they really did. And I got to hand it to them. They played Iowa. They made sure that we believed that they were getting a better deal so we would raise the stakes, a deal that probably most likely positively would have occurred right here in the state of Iowa. And I know we get up and say, well, it's a great thing for that area, and I believe it is. I travel across the state every year on a bicycle ride across to Iowa. Next summer will be my 30th year in a row. And I've been in almost every single major community in Iowa and every county. And I see poverty in Iowa. And I've sat across the table to Iowa farmers who sat down and cried during the recession. They were losing 10,000 family farms. Literally cried about what was coming off of here in Iowa. And don't tell us that we don't care about people and the economy of this state. We want the best deal we can get. And yes, this plant will help Iowa farmers with cheaper fertilizer prices, but it would also have helped if that plant was built a few miles across the river on another bridge, because I'm going to tell you that price of that fertilizer would be pretty much the same. And I think it's enough of calling each other names and trying to say that we don't care about economic development, because we do. And I'm disappointed in the governor accusing Senator Bochum of being a bully, because I can remind him of his efforts to try to remove a commissioner that deals with workers' comp issues. Because the governor didn't get his way, he reduced that individual's salary. One of the most respected people in the United States when it comes to work comp issues. Because he didn't get his way. Now that's bullying in my mind. Thank you, Madam President.